Washington, D.C. suburb last night. Police say it leveled a home in Arlington as officers arrived to execute a search warrant after reports of someone firing a flare gun inside. This man lives nearby.
I was just in my house and had heard like a series of like what sounded like gunshots, which I guess now we found out were flare guns. And then went outside and no one else was coming outside. And then an explosion just happened. And I thought someone drove like a car through our front door.
The fate of the person inside still not clear. Israel's bombardment in southern Gaza is intensifying. The BBC's Yolande Nell reports from Jerusalem.
We're hearing that Israeli tanks have continued to advance. They're not just on the outskirts of the city to the east from the direction of Israel, but they've also crossed the main road from north to south, the Salah ad-Din road, we're told, and have set up positions there just outside of Khan Yunis.
Israeli leaflets advise Palestinians told to seek shelter there at the beginning of the war to move on. College leaders will be on Capitol Hill today at a hearing on the rise of anti-Semitism at U.S. schools.
Since the conflict broke out in the Middle East, there have been hundreds of protests and counter-protests at colleges across the country.
Be free, Palestine! It's tense. It's hostile.
Today, the presidents of Harvard, the University of Pennsylvania, and MIT will testify at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. Lawmakers will press them about how their colleges have responded and the safety of students. Stacy Lin, CBS News, Washington.
A volcano eruption in Indonesia is now blamed for 23 deaths. Rescuers on Mount Merapi are still searching for climbers who were on their way up the 9,500-foot peak when it erupted Sunday, shooting ash 2 miles into the sky. 10 people are still missing. Kids in the U.S. weren't the only ones struggling at school during the pandemic, though they fell an average of a half year or so behind in reading and math. A new study finds students in other countries, including Germany, Iceland, and the Netherlands, were worse off. Animal shelters across the country are in crisis, trying to keep up with an overwhelming number of pets awaiting adoption. Katie Hansen with Animal Care Centers in New York blames the high cost of caring for cuddly companions.
Inflation on products like pet food and pet care really affecting people that don't have the kind of paycheck that can handle those kind of fluctuations in price.
S&P futures are down 19, Dow futures off 108. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some Republican state lawmakers are making their move to disband the Wisconsin Elections Commission before next year's election. A new GOP bill would move all election-related duties to the Secretary of State's office. The legislature would have the last word on the office's decisions. Republicans have been unhappy with the commission since the 2020 election. Governor Evers would almost certainly veto the bill if it passes. Wildlife officials have captured hundreds of invasive carp on the Mississippi River near Trumbull. The carp were imported to the southern United States in the 1960s and 70s. They found their way to the Mississippi River and are spreading into rivers and streams in the nation's midsection. Invasive carp are destructive eaters, and wildlife officials are working to keep them out of the Great Lakes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin's outdoor recreation industry adds $9.8 billion to the state economy in 2022. This grew by 6.8% since the previous record set in 21. Governor Evers said these record-breaking numbers are just further evidence that investing in outdoor recreation is an investment in Wisconsin's economy and way of life. The report from Wisconsin's Office of Outdoor Recreation shows motorcycling and ATVing brought in $1.1 billion last year. Wisconsin's motorcycling and ATVing industry ranks number one in the country for value added to the state's economy. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council recently voted down allowing ATVs and UTVs to use roads through the city. They are hoping it will be brought to referendum to allow residents to vote on it instead. WASA allows ATVs and UTVs on all town roads during operating hours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. at 8:04 on the clock behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a good start to the day. We're going to certainly treat you good. We got good things coming up for you. I'll be talking to our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center any moment right now. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have some fun with some other topics. We got the word of the year, Melissa.
Ooh, the word of the year.
We'll get into that in a little bit. Kraft has introduced something that I've been, I got to talk to you about. I think this might be up your alley. I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see. How much should you give at work? 100% is apparently not as much as you need to give. Apparently, we'll talk.
Because we can give more than 100%, sure.
Or less. We'll get into that.
Or less. Okay.
We'll get into that. But right now, we kick off our show the way we like to with our friends on the Weather Eye Weather Center. Paul Trombley joining us right now. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going today, Paul?
Going well. How are things there?
Not bad. Not bad here.
Doing all right.
Yeah. Kind of a calm start to the morning. Not bad for a Tuesday. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, still a pretty calm day here for us, and still cloudy skies taking us through the day. A couple flurries or a passing snow shower still possible. Otherwise, a high in the upper 30s as we stay with the winds. Turning into the northwest, 5 to 10. Some clouds tonight, down to 20, and then more clouds on Wednesday. Maybe some partial sun working its way through as well. 38 tomorrow, southwest wind, 10 to 15. 28, partly to mostly cloudy Wednesday night. Partial sun, some clouds Thursday and Friday, as the warmth really settles in here for the end of the week. 46 Thursday's highs, 35 Thursday night, upper 40s, 50 for a high Friday, mix of clouds and sun, southwest winds 10 to 20, 29 Friday night, and then working our way down with those temps gradually through the weekend as highs on Saturday head back to about 40 with a mostly cloudy sky. And then also start to see some chances for maybe some light snow, mixed precipitation by Saturday night, Sunday time frame. So kind of keeping an eye on the system late weekend with some possibility for accumulation here late weekend here into Sunday. Otherwise, highs still tracking back to about the mid-30s on Sunday. But yeah, definitely a warm week of weather continuing here for us for now.
It's starting to wonder, and even though we've got plenty of snow on the ground right now and everything, we're going to have a bit of a white-green Christmas, a little bit of grass out there we might see. It's starting to look like. Starting to seem like, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah, whatever's there will be taken care of by the end of the week, and we'll see if we can get some new stuff late weekend. But yeah, definitely could be more down to the wire this year, certainly than last year. Yeah,
a lot of people. We might be listening to that forgotten classic from Bing Crosby, "Dreaming of a Green Christmas." It was not one of his bigger hits. It was
not a big release.
Not a big hit. But you know, we might have a chance to listen to it this year. We'll see. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you.
Exactly. Yeah, you bet.
Have a great one. Best of the business, our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center there. We appreciate them joining us. Looking forward to him talking with Paul again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Got other stuff to wrap up the hour here we'll get into. Looking forward to it. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour in a real fun way, everybody. We had a great time at the Lights of Love event with our friends over at Aspirus. Looking forward to already next year and doing this all over again with them and this wonderful community tradition we have. This year, we had a little bit of technical difficulties that happened.
It was a bit cold for the computer.
Yeah. Which is different than in years past when the host froze, like I did.
I was actually toasty warm. I had to unzip my coat a little bit because I was too warm.
I wanted to do this in person, and I probably will a bit more, but I wanted to give you a real big shout-out about this, Melissa. I know we talked a little on the air after the event and everything, but I can't tell you how proud and happy I was with listening to what you did and how well you sounded and that your teeth weren't chattering. you did fantastic. You really...
Oh, thanks.
I was talking with somebody this weekend that's been in the business about twice as long as you and I, and they've done quite a few remotes, quite a few interviews, and talking about the differences of you and I interviewing wise and how much better it makes our station to be able to give these kind of he was telling me how the stations that he's worked at, everybody that interviews, everybody does, they do it all the same. Everybody does everything the same way. I think you and I are both very good at what we do. We approach it differently, and I like that. I think that we cover our bases really good that way. And it was such a nice interview. The set of interviews that I got to hear. Anybody wants to catch that, they can. We have all of our stuff podcasted nowadays. So you can go to civicmedia.us. And a big shout out to Seth. I had to double check with him this morning, and he answered my text. You can find this remote and all of our live remotes at WFHR WIRI remotes, right there under that tab. You'll be able to find it. And I encourage you to do that if you didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, because you'll be able to listen to most of it until the computer then, conked out. Because, said, hey, I'm cold.
Because of that happening, Melissa, we've got some fun guests coming in today.
We do. I'm so excited.
We have Paige Jackson, a sixth grade English teacher from Rams. She's going to be bringing in a handful of students with her. We are so excited to have them with us.
Paige Jackson, she's one of the English teachers there at Rams, like you said. Yep. And she's bringing in the four students that read their essays on the broadcast that didn't get broadcasted. But they read them for all the hundreds of people that were in attendance, because there were hundreds.
I never like to I never like to put anybody on the spot. More than that, I cannot in my body allow myself to put children on the spot. If they brought those with them, we'll let them read them. If they didn't, then we'll just talk to them and, say hi and see what they enjoyed about the event. Either way, we are really excited to have them in. You can't have kids in the studio and not get a lot of excitement and energy in the air. And it's just going to be great for the rest of the day here around here at the studio.
I know that they've been getting ready for this. Paige and I have been messaging back just a little bit, and they're excited, so it should be good.
I appreciate you reaching out to her and setting this up, too. You and Pam working behind the scenes on that and everything. We appreciate a lot of our people. So much of this, what you hear on the air is two, three people. There is a circus, an entire tribe of people behind us working behind the scenes and doing really good work. And we send a shout-out to Ashley and wishing her well, and I want to say a big shout out to her and the work that she was able to do with our friends at Quality Foods IGA, because we have this fun promotion we're doing on the shelves with at Quality Foods IGA.
Shelves. That's on purpose.
Yes. I don't have a sheep. I have quite a few speech impediments, but not this one. I can say the word shelves. It's just a fun way to say it. We throw elves in the shelves because that's what you're doing. You're finding that the elf, the Quality Foods elf, this mischievous merchant Merlin elf is at it again this holiday season at Wisconsin Rapids Quality Foods. Have you spotted them yet? Well, we're going to help you out doing that. Sometime in the next couple of hours, we are going to give you a hint, a very good hint, at where you can find this little guy. We say the hint to guide you to the elf. Listeners will find the elf all at the West Side Wisconsin Rapids Quality Foods IGA. You take a picture of this elf, and then you post it on our Facebook page, and that can be WFHR or WIRI. Just use the hashtag WR Quality Foods. We'll collect the names from our Facebook submissions, and we'll draw the name on the 21st of this month and send them to the store, and you can pick up your holiday ham celebration basket.
Ooh.
It's pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
We're excited about this. Be listening for it between now and 10 for that hint. And today's the day. You'll get that hint, and you want to get on over there, get that picture, get it on social media, get a chance to get in the running for this awesome prize. That's pretty cool. And a big shout out to our friends at Quality Foods IGA. All your Christmas needs.
All your holiday needs. Because they will help you with every single one.
They're so great over there. If you do want to start setting up for next year's Thanksgiving, I don't think that they're going to give you a weird look. They'll treat you just fine on that one.
I think so.
I don't think you necessarily probably need to do that, but that's up to you.
And while you're there today, visit their deli, because they do have the most awesome deli.
Now I got to
get your lunch and you'd be good to go.
Now you got it in my head. Now I definitely got to get over there too. I want to get to the word of the year.
Okay, word of the year.
It's time to announce it. Everybody ready? Everybody ready for water cooler talk? Something to mention to people when you're trying to kill the time. We got a great drum roll, nicely done. Okay, so the Oxford University Press in England has awarded the prestigious word of the year honor. Am I doing this right? Sorry.
Sure.
The Oxford University Press in England has awarded its prestigious word of the year honor.
Don't go French.
Almost did.
Yep.
The word of the year is Riz. That's Riz with two Z's, not like Ritz crackers, Riz. Although, shout out to Ritz crackers. I love Ritz crackers.
They are good. Buttery.
So good. Riz is internet slang defined as style, charm, or attractiveness in the ability to attract a romantic partner. It's basically a shortened form of charisma, like how fridge is short for refrigerator. Riz.
Why does this sound like something you'd use in the 60s?
He kind of does. It kind of does. This actually beat out some interesting words. Now, I was a little surprised by this. Riz beat out three other finalists, including Swifty, which doesn't need to be defined. The others were prompt, the instruction given to an AI program, which determines or influences the content it generates. It's basically like Google search or query or for AI.
Not telling me to show up on time.
And situationship, a romantic relationship that's not considered to be formal or established.
Situationship. I have not heard that.
No, I haven't either. It just shows how way away from that world I am.
You know, I honestly, out of all of those, I think the right one won, oddly enough.
Yeah. Four other semifinalists were beige flag, a character trait that indicates that a potential partner is boring or lacks originality. Yikes.
Because we had to have something other than yellow.
Yeah, we really needed that. Parasocial, a relationship that a person imagines having with another person. Yeah, okay, that doesn't seem healthy.
Odd. No.
Heat dome, a persistent high-pressure weather system over a particular geographic area, which traps a mass of hot air below it.
That might have been a better one to win.
Probably, considering I would think that a point of this is to bring attention to certain words so that maybe we use them more in our lexicon and we understand the
and
meaning
be
of them.
More aware of what's happening in our world.
We've done this weird thing with words where they don't mean what they used to mean. Like, it's one thing to do that with the word cool. Okay, cool means, you know, cold, can also mean James Dean. It's one thing for that. It's another for things like facts and truth to have their meaning be muddied.
Lost.
Or just utterly lost. Yes, Melissa. Yeah, much better way to put it. Here's a chance for the Oxford University Press, an actually established and respected industry, to actually take this moment and take words like that we could really use. People like, hey, Oxford is even saying that this is what this word means. For the love of God, can we just get back to words meaning what they were supposed to mean? Instead, they use it for a chance to kind of like get some likes and retweets and things like that. That's a shame. More power to them. It's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. They're a lot smarter than I'll ever be, but I feel like this is an incredibly missed opportunity to really take some chances at making words mean what they're supposed to mean.
Yes.
It's a shame. Yeah. That is not very Riz of them. I think I just killed that word. I think I just killed it. I think
might have.
Anybody who uses that word is now going to stop. Now, like, that word suddenly sounds less cool now. I feel like sometimes when I say a word like that, or anybody over the age of 35, really, when we say words like that, what younger people are hearing is us saying, that's neat. that's what they hear. I think I'm saying, man, that is really Riz over there. That is all right. They hear, that's neat.
It just auto-translates in their head.
Yeah, just completely. We'll take a commercial break, unless you had something there.
No, I think we should go to commercial.
Yeah, we should definitely go to break. We'll come back with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here right at WFHR.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
The holidays are stressful enough without the unpredictable weather. Stop into the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids and get lost in room-to-room gift ideas. No clue what to buy? No problem. Grab a gift card. Come shop stress-free and maybe find something for you, too.
locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers today, otherwise overcast skies. High of 38, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31. Tomorrow will come, and girl, I can't wait. It's our anniversary. Anniversary. The first thing I'll do is run straight to you. It's our anniversary. Anniversary.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. Encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open today. We'll be closed tomorrow, so get on over there today. Other if you can't, then get on over there Thursday. Mm-hmm. They'll be open 6 to 2. Head on over to 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us. And if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, get it to us. Send it to info@WFHR.com. You can send it to james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can go ahead and drop it off, DM us on our Facebook pages, and give us a call, 715-424-2600.
We'll take you live on air.
Yeah, we'd love to be able to do that. Please feel free to call and join the conversation anytime. Let us dive into our list. And Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 1 today.
Oh, nicely done. There we go. We got ourselves our qualifier. So we first up want to wish a very happy birthday to Dana Day.
Dana Day. Happy birthday, Dana.
Wishing you the best of days, Dana. Hope it's a good one for you. That's a beautiful name, by the way. That's a great name.
It is.
Also, happy birthday to Rhonda Jackin.
Happy birthday, Rhonda.
Always like the name Rhonda. Enjoy your day, Rhonda. Hope it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Kim Dolan.
Happy birthday, Kim.
We wish you a great one, Kim. Enjoy your day. We hope it's starting off good because you're our qualifier.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Congrats on that, and congrats to everybody. And again, get us these birthdays and anniversaries. As we know from last month and the month before and everything, it'll burn quick. This month is going to go by fast.
They keep getting faster, James. I don't know how that happens.
Yeah, I don't either. Before you know it, December is going to be over, and we'll be drawing a new winner for Misty's Menu for December. So get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We dive into our celebrity list. First up, Frankie Muniz is 38. Malcolm is in the middle, and he is 38.
Oh, wow. That's surprising.
Yeah. It is. He's had some health stuff that has happened, kind of slowed his career down a little bit and everything. But it's good to see that, you know, things like this, that he's still working and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. Nick Stahl is 44. John Connor in Terminator 3. He was in Sin City. Is Ben Hawkins on the show Carnival. Good actor. Good young actor. He's like 2 years younger than me. He's a good actor. I do that all the time. I don't know why. Margaret Cho is 55. Fantastic stand-up comedian. Good writer, actor. Does a lot of good work. I like Margaret Cho. Gary Allen is 56. Country singer, her man of me, man to man. Gary likes the word man. Big fan. Big fan of it. Johnny Resnick is 58. Goo Goo Dolls lead singer.
Really? Oh. I like some Goo Goo Dolls music.
I'm trying to think. It was a long time ago, so I know there's at least one song I didn't mind by them. I know there's at least one. And I remember that because they have one of the most memorable names ever in like music history.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like the name or not, you can't not remember the name.
I liked Iris from City of Angels soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's funny you mentioned that. I just brought that movie up yesterday because I was talking about Andre Brower, and I watched that movie just because I love Andre Brower so much, and I wanted to see him in it. It wasn't a bad movie.
It's sad.
I thought the ending was lame. I got to admit, I thought the ending was really, really, really lame. I felt like it was, I don't know how to end it. Let's end it this way so it's not as, you know, so just to be different than how we might have thought it was going. But it wasn't a bad movie. And
It's been so long since I've seen it. I'll have to watch it again.
Nicolas Cage did an all right job in it, I think it was Meg Ryan that was in it as well, and she did really good. She was really good in it. She just
does
good
work. I had the soundtrack for that. I had the CD, And so I listened to it a lot.
Well, that was a big one. Alanis Morissette had a huge song on there. Mm-hmm. That was one of those bigger soundtracks.
Arms of the Angel.
Mm-hmm. That was a big soundtrack.
That was Sarah McLachlan.
Right, right. God, I love Sarah McLachlan. Oh, mm-hmm. Love her voice. And another singer, Jack Russell, is 63 today from Great White. Three singers in a row right there.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Backer is 67. He was a rat on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Jim Messina is 76 from Loggins and Messina. Your mama don't dance, and daddy don't rock and roll.
He got some good songs.
Yeah. Let's see. Jose Carreas is 77 today. The thinnest of the three tenors.
That's the explanation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's one way to recognize him, that's for sure. But what a beautiful voice. A lot of great voices born on this day.
No kidding.
A lot of them. And then some people no longer with us. Like, again, a great voice, Little Richard. Born on this day in 1932, passed away in 2020. Flamboyant gentleman who may very well have created rock and roll.
Yeah?
You can go ahead and call up and give me a hard time about that one. You can give me all the you know, blah, blah, blah you want to and everything. You cannot tell the history of music, not just rock and roll. You can't tell the history of music without Little Richard. And what Little Richard did with there's a difference between Elvis shaking his hips on the Ed Sullivan Show. That doesn't happen without Little Richard. Elvis, you can go back and look at interviews and everything. He was incredibly influenced by guys like Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and that. And that's where his moves came from. it's where he learned to shake his hips. Like, he doesn't learn to do that if he doesn't watch Little Richard. Like, you can't, like, right. It all ties together. I don't think that there's any necessarily king of rock and roll. I think that that's a little, it's kind of ridiculous. Rock and roll is supposed to be rebellious. It can't have a king or a queen or anything like that. But if you're looking at the architects, the originators of it, the Little Richard, Elvis, you know, Chuck Berry, all these people, you have to mention them all.
I loved Tutti Frutti. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
I used to sing it. I mean, I'm sure I sang all the wrong words, but yeah. I thought it was such a great song.
It's a fun one to sing to.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more complicated people in human history, especially in entertainment, Walt Disney, born on this day in 1901, passed away in 1966. I have quite a few issues with Walt. I have little to no respect for Walt Disney. I say that to be honest, not to be mean. For those that don't know, Walt Disney was one of the biggest culprits of the Red Scare. At the time, there was no union, there was no power to illustrators, animators, and Walt knew that, and he took advantage of it. And if you wanted power, not power, if you wanted a better contract, if you wanted a bathroom break, if you wanted little things like this, Walt would just say, "Okay, he wants to be a communist." And then, boom, that person's gone. And shockingly, this happened 90% to Jews, mostly to Jews, as Walt Disney was quite known for being anti-Semitic. These are all issues and things that need to be addressed and brought up when we talk about the man, along with the fact that we have one of the biggest conglomerates in the world. And myself, my sister, my brother, my children, other children out there all grew up on Disney, have at least one Disney character, if not movie or TV show, along multiple ones that we love and care about and like. I look at the man, when I see the word Disney, I don't think of Walt. I think of everything.
You think
that,
of the whole, whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah. And I think it's good for people to be able to balance these things. It doesn't mean that you can't enjoy Walt Disney products. Walt's been dead a long time, for one thing. But even if he was still alive, I would say that people could enjoy these things. You just have to be able to walk the line in the sand that you have there. And I think be able to share everything. These things are important. This stuff has gotten washed away by history. And people don't talk about Walt Disney. All they want to talk about is the things that make people feel good and nice. I'm sorry. He wasn't a great guy. It happens. People in life sometimes do great things and accomplish great things that are jerks, that are bad people. That happens all the time.
And you also need to take into consideration the movies that were produced when he was alive. Not all of them have aged well. Or portray women in a positive, uplifting manner.
Walt Disney believed that every villain should be a woman. I mean, come on. There's some things there that have not aged very well. Song of the South, for God's sake. I mean, there's some stuff there that it ain't right. Shouldn't need me to be able to tell you that either, but it's not really covered. People don't talk about that stuff.
But like you also said, there are many, many good things also to take away from it, and good directions that the Disney Corporation has gone with movies now.
Quite an imagination and quite the idea to create that little mouse and that mini, the two mouses. Mm-hmm. Because
and Donald Duck, yep.
Yep. But the first two, Mickey and Minnie, were actually created at the same time. And I just learned that a little while ago, so that's why I like sharing that. Just because I think it's cool. I think it's interesting.
Well, because Mickey gets the spotlight a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But
there's a lot of Minnie fans out there, and she was created at the very same time. She just didn't have a name right away, but right. She was created too.
The other mouse.
And we wrap up with General George Custer, born on this day in 1839, passed away in 1876. You can't tell the history of America without talking about Mr. George Armstrong Custer, born in Harrison County, Ohio. A lot of people knew he was a Midwesterner. At heart.
Yes.
And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. But man, we wish you all a great one. You got 20 days till Christmas, everybody.
Ouch.
26 days till New Year's Eve.
Yeah, why are you doing this to us, James?
And just a couple till Hanukkah. I brought all that up just so I could mention the Hanukkah thing, and if anybody wanted to bring up, just drop off 7 gifts or anything like that. I'm joking. Please, to God, don't do that. I already can't handle the little things you guys do for us and everything. It would be red. My cheeks would be red permanently. I don't think I could handle that.
Do get over to Misty's Menu and get your pie, because celebrate your birthday today while they're closed tomorrow.
Yeah, and we wish Brian a speedy recovery. We'll let you know as soon as they are back open on Wednesdays. But for now, we encourage Dana, Rhonda, and our qualifier, Kim Dolan, to get on over there. Because when you let them have a celebrated birthday, let them know, you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Mm-hmm.
Head on over to Misty's. They're open right now. Won't be open tomorrow. They'll be back open on Thursday through Tuesday at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from Melissa and I. And stick around for our state and local news here at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day, but it's 60 years old and the governors say it's in bad shape. The outdoor recreation industry brought in a record $9.8 billion to Wisconsin's economy last year, Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers.
Everybody is seeing just how much outdoor recreation has to offer to the quality of life for citizens, but also for our visitors and for workforce attraction. It's becoming more and more important.
State officials say outdoor recreation accounted for more than 94,000 jobs last year. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As we're heading into winter proper, the Wisconsin State Patrol urges drivers to stay back from snowplows. Crews need to work when other drivers are also on the roads, and this can lead to dangerous conditions. There were nearly 300 crashes involving snowplows in Wisconsin last year. The law requires vehicles to stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow when the posted speed limit is more than 35 miles per hour. If the speed limit is under 35, you must stay back at least 75 feet. This creates a safety zone, so you have enough time to stop without causing a crash. It's generally discouraged to try to pass a snowplow, but if you must pass, use extra caution. A snowplow's wing blade extends up to 10 feet beyond the width of the truck. They're often hit by vehicles attempting to pass. Be patient, slow down, and help keep all of us safe this winter. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
To everyone who wants a meal made just for you, let our team member Arish share what makes Culver's special.
We know the best meals are the ones shared with the people you love, like our cook-to-order butter burgers and our real Wisconsin cheese curds. And there's no better way to treat yourself than our creamy, fresh, frozen custard. I put the same care into your meal that I would for my own family.
Come to Culver's for a meal made the Wisconsin way.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers today, otherwise overcast skies. High of 38, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Welcome back, everyone. Little Kenny and Dolly playing us in there with some spirit, in the spirit of the season. I like that song. It's a good one. Melissa and James.
I don't know if I've heard it.
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah, it's not one of their more popular ones. They got quite a few good Christmas tracks, those two. Quite a few good tracks, period.
Yes.
Melissa, I've been hanging on to this one for you. I was curious to hear what your take is on this. If you buy Kraft mac and cheese, you know what to expect. Macaroni, cheese, one of the cheapest, easiest, least nutritious meals there is. But I love it. I admit, I had some this weekend. I haven't had mac and cheese in a while, and I did this weekend in part because of this article. Kraft is nixing the cheese.
What?
But it won't just be a box of noodles. It's they've got this new thing that they're not getting rid of the Kraft and mac and cheese. That's still going to be there. But they're also introducing a new product. It's called Kraft Not Mac and Cheese. And it's a dairy-free alternative to its usual powdered cheese.
About time they got on that bandwagon.
Right. It will be showing up in grocery stores soon. It will be in two varieties, original and white cheddar with shells. Both will be priced about $3.50. This is the first time Kraft has offered a vegan plant-based option. The vegan cheese, quote, sauce is made with fava bean protein and coconut oil powder, which Kraft says has a similar taste, look, and feel to dairy-based mac and cheese. And it by all rights, it seems to be sounding really good. A lot of people that die hard mac and cheese people haven't been able to notice a difference.
That's interesting.
I would try it. I would definitely try it. I've been very my taste buds have been very shocked by how I have enjoyed certain things that I normally wouldn't think I would even try. 20 years ago and everything, but now I'm trying different stuff and it's actually very good. And I didn't die from trying something new.
I didn't die.
It's shocking. 16-year-old me is shocked that I
it's a high bar there, James.
Yeah. Right. Melissa, what do you think of this?
I am impressed that they're coming out with a powder. Because it is a powder?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm impressed by that because every other mac and cheese that is non-dairy that I have found on the shelves, it comes with a sauce. like a Velveeta almost in a pouch. Mm. So the fact that they've come out with a powder is impressive.
Yeah.
And that the people who eat regular mac and cheese can't tell the difference is also another obviously. Maybe that's why this has taken them so long to get it out.
Yeah, because and granted, I have not tried this myself. I haven't bought a box yet, so I it looks like they're saying in the article it's powder. I'm not 100%, so I don't want to say for sure. I think that would be a reason why it took so long. I also I understand the need to want to have your moment in the sun and wait for on certain things. And maybe there was a little bit of that, but this has been around a long time, people having these things. So I can't imagine it's that either. this comes back to something that I've been barking about for a while. This idea that, well, Kraft mac and cheese, are they not the biggest mac and cheese in the game? I mean, they got to be, if not the top, top three sellers in the world. If not, let's just look in America, here in America, at least, one of the top three sellers of mac and cheese. I don't know how many mac and cheese sellers there are, but they're up there. What person in business, if we haven't learned anything from the top 1% in the last 10, 15, 20, 100 years, there's never enough money. You can never have enough. So why would you cut off half of your potential client base? You should have done this. You should have done this from the get-go. Should have done it as soon as we started having this being a part of our culture more and more. It really should have been done even before that, but there should have always been options like this. It seems ridiculous not to. I've talked to some people off the air about this that come from a little bit more of a factory industry, and I myself come from that and know a little bit about that. The cost that it would take to make a product and package it, market it, sell it, all that, not nearly what some people think it is. So taking these chances, let's say this bombs horribly, the two boxes sell, they're going to be okay. They're going to be all right. This is not going to hurt.
Because their regular mac and cheese brand sells over 1 million boxes every day.
Yeah, they'll be okay. They'll be all right.
They've been selling for over 85 years.
Think of if even half of that they had been selling this, how much money Kraft would have made.
And according to this article I just found, it'll roll out nationwide in early 2024. So I don't think we can even find it yet, James.
Thank you, CNN, because I got the article from CNN telling me that it should be in the stores really soon. So I don't know. Maybe that
really
was
soon, I guess, is a month is going to be over by the time we blink. So
again, coming back to words and their importance. You can't say really soon and then it's like a month from now. Like that's not really soon. Like you could say a month from now. You could say, coming up. But you can't say that. It's similar to, speaking of CNN, the 24, not just them, Fox, all of them are guilty of this. The 24-hour news cycles really started this whole thing with us words not meaning a lot. Maybe they didn't start it, but they sure as heck promoted it.
Went with it.
With the idea of what breaking news used to mean. You and I work in the news industry. It's very important for us to be up to date and to be aware of things for our listeners. If it ain't our main job, it's our number two job is that. When I see breaking news now, it doesn't hit me like it used to. I don't know if it's going to be breaking news or is it breaking news to them. Hey, we got you. Now stay on our website.
Right. You got to double check three or four other sources before you're sure.
Yeah. I genuinely think the FCC should get involved in that. Do something good, FCC. Instead of just sitting around waiting for people to swear all the time, actually do something
so
good.
You can find them.
these words that we've all agreed on mean something. You got to kind of mean something. They got to kind of mean something. You can't use the term breaking news unless it's actually breaking news.
Well, they did get it correct that there are two flavors, the original and white cheddar. So they got that right.
It is something worth trying, I think.
I will definitely be trying this.
I imagine.
Because I've tried the Daya brand, which is the one I can most commonly find. I can even find it here in Abbotsford. But they have the Velveeta type pouch, I guess I would call it, of cheese that's already liquid. So you don't add anything to it. But this is off letting you then add your own milk, maybe. Because I can't find it. And I'm looking at the article right from the Kraft Heinz company. But I don't see that if it's powder or if it's a pouch. So I guess I'll find that out in 2024.
We'll find out with you. When you do try it, you gotta let us know what it's like.
Oh, yes. You will get a full, you may even get a full Kitchens Open episode about
that.
It.
I like that.
Trying the different brands.
Be looking forward to another Kitchens Open. It joins us every Monday in the 9 o'clock hour to kick it off. And of course, we're looking for a good sponsor for that. Reaching out to all of our local businesses out there. Reach out to us and be a sponsor of one of the best segments in radio. We will take a break. We'll come back. We got good stuff on the way. We're going to tell you how much to give at work. How much should you give? Yeah, how much effort should you give?
Well, coming up. Okay, good.
On the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. High of 38, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you, taking that midnight train to Georgia.
LA.
I wouldn't mind taking a train to anywhere. I love train rides.
Train rides are fun.
I love taking train rides. We got some fun stuff lined up for you to wrap up the hour. We'll take it right to the top of it. And are you giving 100% at work right now? Or maybe your boss is asking you to give 110%. Or maybe it's just your coach. Who knows?
Well, or it's Tuesday. Maybe you're on bidding on one of those Rees for, you know, the United Way, like Terry recommended.
That's
doing
right.
At work during a meeting if you're bored.
That's right, everybody. And that's actually going to be coming up in our good stories of the day. But as long as you touched on it, Melissa, I want to encourage everybody to head on over to uwswac.org. Get on over to the United Way's website. From there, you can click on their banner and get right to that Silent Wreath auction. 32auctions.com is where you'll go. And these wreaths are going today, everybody. Today is the last day to bid on these. It wraps up at 7 o'clock.
Couldn't help it since she brought up in the interview you did with her last week, like, hey, well, you're at a meeting, you know.
It was a perfect segue. It was perfect. Well done. Very well done. I see all these Reeves here, and I see them all needing a good home. They're
beautiful.
They're all going to sell. They're all going to do really well.
Beautiful Reeves.
I encourage you to head on over to uwswac.org and get in on the Silent Reef auction. Put back into your community. Help the United Way do the great work that they're doing and get yourself a really sweet reef.
They're pretty.
So go ahead and pump the brakes at work if you're giving over 100% or 110% or whatever. There's an idea called the 85% rule, which says instead of giving max effort, loosen up a little, give 85% instead. That keeps you more flexible and more present, helps you be more creative, and helps you from burning out. And the rule actually comes from one of my favorite athletes, Carl Lewis.
Really?
The legendary Olympic sprinter. One of our proud Olympic moments for many of us kids of the 80s and everything is seeing Carl Lewis just run game on the world at the Olympics. He generally started his races slower because he was giving 85%. Then as he cranked things up, he'd pass the other runners who were too tense in slowing down. This was a famous technique of Carl Lewis's, and it's something that I remember.
From behind.
Yeah, and I remember about in track and field. I remember learning about this actually from my dad. My dad is a big Muhammad Ali fan, and Ali is famous for inventing this technique called rope-a-dope. Have you ever heard of that, Melissa?
I've heard the phrase, but what does it mean?
So Ali is going into the biggest fight of his life, the Rumble in the Jungle against George Foreman. George Foreman is about two times his size. He is so much more powerful. Ali realizes he cannot outfight him. He cannot outstrength him.
Okay.
So Ali spends the first 2-3 rounds of the fight basically just taking a beating. Just getting popped, left and right, taking body shots, and he's just leaning on the ropes, bouncing off the ropes as Foreman is wearing himself out.
Ah.
Inning after inning, round after round after round. This
usually
goes on.
Usually, it's me that messes up the sports metaphors here, James. What's going on?
About 4 or 5 rounds. This goes on, and Foreman's beat. He's tired. He's leaning on Ali.
So he just wore him out.
So Ali goes from 85% to 100% and goes on to win the fight and beat George Foreman and shock the world and all this stuff and everything. Carl Lewis was a little similar to this. He would start out he wouldn't punch right out the gate. He would start out fast, but
take off.
But he wouldn't necessarily give everything he's got until the last quarter of the run, whatever that was.
Then he'd go flat out.
Yeah. And that's really
that makes
good
sense.
If you're Carl Lewis,
right?
Because
I've never really thought about that for work.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is all well and good, in the right circumstance. Sure, you know, if it's the right situation, like sports, like if you're Carl Lewis. Carl Lewis also had famously a great second step. Like this literally worked for Carl Lewis, and not many others would it work for. Other people have tried. You have to be, you got to be a certain talent level to be able to pull that off. Now, one thing I will say, I do like the idea of not burning out. Okay, I don't know if you necessarily need to do this. Like, if you work an 8-hour shift, I don't think you have to spend the whole 8 hours 85%. Maybe sometimes you're at 100. Maybe sometimes you do kick it down to 85. But I don't think you go lower than 85. And it doesn't exist to go higher than 100. Okay, it doesn't exist.
It's not possible.
It's literally not possible. Math would not allow it.
No.
So
facts are facts, people.
Yes. So I don't know. I like the idea of anything like, hey, let's try to figure out ways to, keep people from burning out. We got a lot of good workers out there and they're burning out faster than ever. So I don't mind the attempt at trying something like that. But at the same time, I think that metaphors are great. I use them every day, almost every 5 seconds. But they only
mostly
are,
sports.
Yes,
but yes, go on.
But they aren't always apt. They don't always apply.
You know, I honestly think, James, that you maybe inadvertently picked this article, not realizing that this is actually for you.
Oh.
You need to just relax a little bit, stop working so dang hard, maybe take, a day off now and then.
Moving on, we're that I am so
stop making sports references.
I'm so red-faced right now. You got me so good. That was very good. I'm literally the last person in the world to see that coming. I did not see where you were going with that, and I did not see any of this actually applying to me. You called me on it completely.
Of course you did it.
You got me.
Of course you did it.
You're right. You're 100% right on this, and I do need to do this more.
I might be 101% right on this.
This is the
might
one time.
Be. Might be.
This is the one time. Forget about math and science. Yes, she's right. She is 101% right about this. Yes.
But it is important to take time for, to enjoy life and to relax a little bit. And that can include at work, take 5 minutes to talk with your coworker as opposed to buckling down and just like, no, work. Because sometimes those relationships all the time, those relationships are important at work too. Have that water cooler chat. And now I'm not specifically directing this at you, James, but
no.
I'm just saying in general that may be a way to not give 100% all the time at work, but you're still enriching your work experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I honestly think that most days, one of my favorite parts of the day, top five favorite parts of the day, are when I am heading out of the studio for the day and I'm saying goodbye to everybody and we're just kind of wrapping up. And how's the rest of your day, or what do you got planned, or that kind of thing? Just small talk, but it's meaningful. It goes a long way.
Yeah.
Something cool about it. Something kind of cool about this, Melissa. A vinyl record by Junior Walker and the All-Stars was returned to a Boston library more than 47 years past its due date.
Oh, wow. Back in the day when you could check out records.
Yeah, that's honestly part of the reason why I pulled this article out. I just thought it was that part was pretty interesting. Now, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, their famous hit was Shotgun. Classic. The Jamaican Plain branch of the Boston Public Library said staff members emptied out the return bin in front of the library, discovered a vinyl record of Anthology by that group, which dated back to October
27th, 1976. Ooh. Oh. And it was returned in the book drop?
Yeah. The album
that makes me cringe.
Yeah, me too. The album cover contained a punch card from the Engleston Square Branch Library, where the record was originally part of the collection. The library said the record is no longer in its system. It's none of the Boston Public Library branches stock vinyl records anymore.
No.
Librarians said that they do not know who originally checked the album out or who returned it, but no fines would have been issued for the late return.
I would hope not.
If you're ever in I can't imagine you or I, the type of people we are, that we would ever have been in this situation. But let's say you're cleaning and all of a sudden you're mortified. You actually come across a library book that's like 20, 30 years old, like that you just somehow forgot to return or something like that. I think that the kind of people we are, let's get it out of the way, both of us would probably return it.
Mm-hmm.
But do you do this? Or I think that in the weird way, I would own it. Like, I'd go in and I'd have to let them know. I'd want there's something to be, like, some attention to it and everything. If anything, to kind of, it's another reminder of, hey, people, libraries aren't free. This costs them money. Every time you ruin a book or something, they have to pay for it. The library does, which comes out of our tax dollars. So, you know, it's kind of stupid to do that stuff to libraries. Don't do that. It's another reminder of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, and to, you know, own up to, say like you said, I personally have ruined a book before and had to pay for it, which I didn't mind. Mm. Like, I mean, number one, I got to keep the ruined book, which I wasn't that ruined, in my opinion, but I still paid for the replacement for the library, because that is an important and vital service to communities that have a thriving and rich library are better communities, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. We have got this darn elf we got to find, Melissa.
Yeah.
This mischievous Merchant Merlin elf is at it again this holiday season at the Wisconsin Rapids Quality Foods. Have you spotted them yet?
Merchant Merlin. I love it.
What we're going to do is give you guys a hint of where you can find this elf from the Elf on the Shelves that we're going to be having you looking for at the Quality Foods IGA on the west side of Wisconsin Rapids here. So what you'll do is you'll get this hint, then you rush on over there while you're doing your shopping, maybe some holiday shopping over there. Take a look for this elf. When you find him, take a picture and put it up on our Facebook pages, WFHR or WIRI or both. Mm-hmm. Might as well cover your bases.
As well.
Use the hashtag WR Quality Foods, and we'll collect the Facebook submissions, and then December 21st, we will announce the winner.
All right.
The winner's
so
going to
get... So once you find the elf, you can enter this contest, and what will the winner get, James?
Holiday ham celebration basket.
Woohoo!
That's a pretty good prize right there. That's pretty good.
Who doesn't like ham? I mean, there are some people that don't like ham, but I like ham.
So get ready, everybody. Here is your hint to help you find this elf. Take that picture, get it on our Facebook pages with the hashtag WRQualityFoods. He dances along the shelves, whispering to the vanilla extract and sharing secrets with the chocolate chips.
Oh, if you can't find it with that hint.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're going to be able to find what aisle the elf is sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Melissa.
I was just going to say, it's probably not in the meat department.
That's a good idea. Good, good. Not in the cereal
section,
maybe.
I'll give another hint.
He dances along the shelves, whispering to the vanilla extract and sharing secrets with the chocolate chips.
So go find that elf, take a picture, post it on our Facebook pages. What's that hashtag, James?
That is WR Quality Foods.
And then you'll get entered into this awesome contest.
You can win that holiday ham celebration basket. A big shout out to our friends at Quality Foods IGA. Get on over there for all your holiday shopping needs. I'll meet you at the deli. Melissa got it in my head.
Plus,
now
it's just a fun place to go shopping. I love their store.
Yeah, I love their place. Stick around, everybody. Good stuff coming up. We'll, of course, have some CBS News and state and local news coming up to kick off the hour. And then we are going to be joined by some great people. We have Paige Jackin, sixth grade teacher over at Rams, joining us with a couple of a handful of students. This is going to be so much fun. We're going to have them reading their short essays that they were going to read during Lights of Love. Ooh, can't wait.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.